This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Tuesday as we officially begin the work week, I should say, here on the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have a huge show for you tonight. Yes, we have ex-Obama insiders talking about Biden's decline, and there's actually something that I got really angry about when it comes to that last night. We'll talk about it. Trump is very angry with Putin for launching missiles into Ukraine. We will discuss that. We're going to discuss the comments of James Comey, the FBI, what they did. We have female Secret Service agents in a brawl outside of Obama's home. The media is mad that Tom Homan has paid for security. COVID vaccines are off the market. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder, we got a bunch of emails like that, like this. Jesse, I listened to your Memorial Day show honoring the military who died serving this country. Thank you for mentioning my uncle, Julian Rudek. It meant a lot to us. The VFW post in Newington, Connecticut is named for him. He was so young. I'm proud to be his niece. That's freaking wonderful. If you missed it, and most people did miss it, because it was Memorial Day and most people were off work. If you missed it, we did a live special Memorial Day show yesterday. There were no ads. There was no goofing off. There was no politics. It was 3 hours of honoring the fallen. We read their names. We told stories about war and what they went through. And we read citations. And it was 3 hours of doing the best we could do, which was not even close to being enough. Nothing ever feels good enough, but we did it. I am glad you enjoyed it, and it means the world to us. It is a labor of love for us to come in and do that every Memorial Day. I don't think there's a... Chris, Corey, is there a single other show we put that kind of time into, like the Memorial? Nothing even close, yeah. We don't put that much time into a single other show for the rest of the year. That's our show. That's our baby. All right? So if you want iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, go download a podcast of it. Listen at your leisure. As always, it's safe for children and your family and everything else, but it's a big show. Now, let's have a little bit of a long talk, shall we? First, did you know that communists are very, very good at infiltration, at spying? Did you know that? It is something that the United States of America has struggled with mightily since we began clashing with the Soviet Union. And the stories are, of course, famous, but pick your scientist who's leaking nuclear secrets. We had specific spy hunters inside the CIA whose only job it was to prevent Soviet infiltration of the CIA. And still, the Soviets infiltrated the CIA. We have communists so committed to the cause, they infiltrated death camps of Nazi Germany. Did you know that? Death camps of Nazi Germany, they found a way to get their way inside. Why are communists so good at spying, so good at infiltration? Well, communists have two things on their side that make them the perfect, perfect spy. One of these things I want you to have. The other one I very much do not. But if you want to create a spy, you want a spy to have two things if you want him to be effective, extremely effective. First, you want him to believe. all the way down to his bones. Because real infiltration, spying, going into enemy territory is dangerous and it's lonely. And the job is famously taxing. If you've ever known any one of these guys, and I've known a few, it's taxing on your soul, on your mind. You have to have some kind of central belief system inside you that tells you every night when you go to bed, you are the good guy fighting for a good cause. Of course, the communists don't have a good cause, but they believe it is. How many times have we discussed they are religiously devoted to what they believe, not political, religious. That's the first one. And I hope you have that kind of devotion to something, someone. The second thing, I don't want you to be able to duplicate. They have no morals whatsoever. None that you would recognize. I should clarify, none that you would recognize. As we have discussed many times on this show, you argue and beat your head against the wall when you're on Facebook haggling with the local Democrat, but you shouldn't be wasting your breath because that person doesn't share your value system at all. And so you get flabbergasted and just dumbfounded that anybody could be that dumb or dishonest or whatever. But what you're dealing with is basically a completely different species than you. They don't share your morality at all. And one of the things that famously holds infiltrators back is the immorality of the things you have to do. If you want to be an effective infiltrator, an effective spy, an effective case officer, you have to lie a lot. It's the basics of the job. You have to break laws. You have to break morality. You will lie. You will trespass. You will go places you're not allowed. If you're a lady, or I guess a man nowadays too, because of the way society's gone, you may even use naughty means to gather information you want. Spies historically have famously done such things. If you want to create a perfect spy, you find somebody who's a true believer and somebody who's completely unencumbered by morality. That somebody can morph into whatever and will morph into whatever. That's why communists are such great spies. Always have been, always will be. It's been a huge problem for us. And that leads me to a little conversation you and I are about to have about new converts and something I saw on TV. Jake Tapper, he's the one getting all the publicity for writing that book about Biden's decline. You know, the decline he covered up for 4 years. We're not going to go into that right now, but he has a co-author, see. The co-author's name was Alex Thompson. Alex Thompson did a TV interview, and we found out the real end game behind all this. Joe Biden was in decline. Didn't make sense for them to focus that much on this, right? Well, this was the ultimate goal.
While we didn't know that much about Joe Biden's health, we know even less about Donald Trump's health. He was completely untransparent.
And there it is. This wasn't about Joe Biden. It wasn't about holding Biden accountable, Democrats accountable, holding the media accountable. This was all an op so they can find something else to go after Donald Trump. Now, what's this have to do with infiltration and spying and things like that? Well, it's really, really, really important that you're always on guard for people infiltrating your movement. Whatever that movement happens to be. Maybe you are an abortion activist. Actually, we're going to have Dan Steiner with Preborn on next hour. Maybe you're an anti-abortion activist. You've started a local group. It's really important for you to be on guard when new people join. I didn't say don't let them join. Be on guard. Maybe you're, there'll be a bunch of these. Maybe this is you. Maybe you've started a gun group, neighborhood watch group, self-defense group. You gather on the weekend with the fellas, with the ladies, practice with your weapons, swap stories, swap tips, do this and that. New guy just showed up. Hey, man, I heard about your group on Twitter. Love to come out and shoot guns with you guys. What's your instinct? Oh, yeah, come on, Bob. We've been looking for someone else. Yeah, bring your guns. We'll have a good time. And I didn't say don't welcome Bob. Welcome Bob. You need to watch Bob. Who's Bob? Where'd he come from? What's his belief system? Is he a Fed? Is he a dirty commie? He's somebody who wants to get a hold of your guns and kill himself or others. And us on the right, those of us on the right, wherever you fall on the right, Republican, Libertarian, I don't care where it is. We have to be so on guard for people who are historically on the left, who have either declared themselves to be converts or who all of a sudden are saying the things we want to hear. When people say things you want to hear, it's human nature, because you want to hear it. It's human nature to go, oh, finally, instead of going, wait a minute, why? And that is a talk we are about to have. In fact, we will talk about how these new converts really reveal themselves to be infiltrators. We'll talk about what you can watch out for in a moment. In the meantime, maybe you'd love to have a gun, but you can't. Maybe you'd love to have a way for your daughter to defend herself, but guns are illegal, or she doesn't like them, or something like that. Maybe you'd love to have something in your glove compartment, by your bed at night, in your mom's house. That's what Byrna is for. Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. You see, Byrna, they sell non-lethal launchers. They shoot tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. They're like hard plastic rounds. You know SWAT teams carry these things? I've been to the SWAT training facility for Byrna. That's how intense these things are. Private security companies. And you can buy one. They're legal everywhere. All 50 states, because they're not lethal. All 50 states, you don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. You need the brains to realize you better have something in your hands to stop a bad, violent man. That's all you need. Do you have those brains? B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com/Jesse. Go get one tonight. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have stacks of those we have to get to tonight, but there's a ton to talk about. Still have to get to Biden in Afghanistan, and there's a lot of talk today for some reason about black fatigue, and we'll talk about what that is. The infiltration of the right, though, is where we're focusing right now for the time being, because there's something you need to watch out for, not just today. Today's easy to see it. It'll happen again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You want communists, at least I hope, you want communists to wake up. To wake up to what they've screwed up, what they're wrong about, and you want them to come over. Isn't that a burning desire? You want them to convert, to come over, to stop. Stop destroying things. Stop wrecking everything. Come over. Be a normal person. Be happy. That's what you want. That's what I want. Me too. Because that's what you want, you have to be extremely careful when someone gives you what you want or tells you what you want to hear. The right does this with people like Bill Maher is a great example. Great example. He's on HBO, super talented guy. A career Republican-hating leftist. His entire career. He has destroyed Republicans, and he's campaigned for the left. Bill Maher will, on occasion, once every couple weeks, he'll say something that just savages the left for something. Well, if we can't drop the child tranny stuff, and because that's what you've been dying for, yes, one of these Democrats is waking up, finally, because he's saying what you want to hear. I see it all the time. Woo! Bill Maher's really making sense. I tell you, I could have a beer with that guy. Bill Maher seems like he's all right. I love this guy. Next day, he's back to calling Trump the Antichrist. What? Oh, I thought he finally got it. No. He always has understood who he is. It's you who are confused. He's infiltrating, working on you. But how do you spot these infiltrators? Well, let's do a little analogy, shall we? Me, I eat meat. I love meat. I had a cheesesteak for lunch yesterday. And then, after I got done with the show last night, neighbors were having a big Memorial Day barbecue. Went over with a cheesesteak still fresh in my belly. I ate brisket. I ate jalapeno cheddar sausage. I just stuffed meat in my face all night long. What, Chris, grow up. So I eat meat. But what if I woke up this morning and I decided I'm going to join the vegans? Remember, the vegans are, there's nothing animal-based at all. It's all plant-based. It's vegetarianism to the extreme. I'm going to be a vegan. And so I've decided that my life of eating meat is bad and sinful. And I'm done with this meat stuff. And I feel terrible about what I've done. I go down to the local vegan meeting tonight, walk in the door. Instead of being humble, I start lecturing them on how to be the best vegan. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not the kind of plant you... Come on, man. Patty, you know better than that. Get this plant instead. What's wrong with you? Would you think I was an honest convert to veganism? What's honest conversion look like when you convert? Let's think about the conversion to Christianity. Somebody wakes up one day and decides, you know what? It's time to find out about Jesus. I'm accepting him as my Lord and Savior. Does he walk into church that Sunday, having never gone before, sit down in the pew and say, man, what is this pastor even talking about? What an idiot. You shouldn't even be preaching out of John today, moron. You should be preaching out of Psalms, loser. Is that how he acts? Or does a new convert approach things with a level of humility? Of course, an actual genuine convert doesn't kick in the door and start issuing orders. He approaches things with a level of humility because he or she understands, had some screw-ups in the past, looking to change some things, ready to learn. That's how a new convert acts. I have watched the right be fooled time and time again by career leftist after career leftist. This New York Times writer, this guy on HBO, who decide they're going to wake up one day and pretend to be on our side for a week or pretend to be on our side permanently. I've had enough of Democrats. They're just too crazy and too mean. The Democrat Party left me. I'm a Republican now. Give them about 30 seconds and they'll be telling you what's wrong with you. And let me tell you guys something. You're doing this thing all wrong. Let me tell you something. You shouldn't be doing that. Whoa, you better shut up about that. You better be careful. You just got here. Sit down and shut up. You don't get to offer any advice to anybody at all. You are welcome here. I'm glad you're here. Now go sit in the back and shut your freaking mouth. Beware of new converts who start lecturing you on how to do republicanism or anti-communism or whatever word you want to put on it. That is the ultimate tell. The second they start gatekeeping and trying to control how you speak about this, or, well, hey, you shouldn't talk like that, because if you talk like that, then people will get offended. Listen, former Democrat, you don't get to tell me how to talk. Shut up and listen. The second you see a lack of humility, you know you have an infiltrator on your hands, not a real convert. You have somebody telling you what you want to hear for the purpose of manipulating you. And communists do this all the time. That's what you watch out for. We should have saw this Trump thing coming a million miles away. Biden's been in decline. It's really bad. It's really bad. Anyway, let's talk about Trump now. Of course it was always an op to get after Trump. Of course it was. Those of us who were taking our chalk saw this coming a million miles away, because our minds work that way, you see. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to say chalk makes you smarter, because that's probably not scientific at all. But I know one thing, my mind works a heck of a lot better. I see things so much clearer now than I did 4 or 5 years ago. You just kind of see things laid out in front of you. Why? Because you need testosterone for logical thinking. Did you know that? It's not about making babies. It's a nice side benefit. Your mind is what testosterone fuels.
fix your T levels naturally. You're drinking estrogen. It's in the water. It's in the plastics. Find a natural way to get your T levels through the roof. That's what Chalk is. Well, that's what the Male Vitality Stack from Chalk is. Natural herbal supplements that will have you feeling like a totally different person. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Start tonight. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And yeah, we're going to get to some emails in a little bit, but I want to tell you something from last night. We're moving off of this thing, but yesterday we did, as I told you, we did our Memorial Day special, as we always do on Memorial Day, just talking about the fallen and what they went through. And I'll be honest, it kind of took it out of me yesterday. Well, it kind of gut punched me, is the best way I can describe it. Just couldn't get them off my mind all night. All that sacrifice, all those things they gave up, it breaks my heart. Right, and the families, thinking about what they were going through yesterday, just it ate at me a lot. And then I made the mistake after I got home. Everyone was tired. Everyone was crashed. I was kind of wired still after the show. And I made the mistake after the barbecue. I get home and I start going back through, you know, the global war on terror and all that. And I start going through Afghanistan specifically, and more specifically, the withdrawal of Afghanistan. And I started reading this article. John Favreau is his name. I don't know how you say it, but he's famous in political circles. He's been in Barack Obama's political circle for a very long time. Of course, then he went right into Joe Biden's political circle. And so he's making a bunch of noise, because he came out and he said everyone knew about Joe Biden's decline. I just didn't want to say anything because Joe Biden being president was more important than anything else, because he was stopping Donald Trump. That's essentially what he said. Stopping Donald Trump at any cost was all that mattered, right? So it's a really sick, evil thing to say. But that brought me back. I shouldn't even talk about this because it puts me in a terrible mood, and it put me in a terrible mood last night. That brought me back to the withdrawal from Afghanistan and thinking about how angry that made me at the time. You remember, if you were listening back then, I don't do scream and yell radio, but that's probably as loud as I've ever yelled on the radio. I was just so unbelievably angry that day when our 13 men and woman got killed, and they got killed. And I knew why they got killed right away. Everyone did. Complete negligence by everybody. To have them standing out in front of a civilian airport that can't be secured properly, it was all so terrible and just awful. And then I got to thinking about Biden and the people around Biden. Remember when they pulled out of Afghanistan and Afghanistan collapsed almost immediately? And no one could find Joe Biden. Forget about that. Because it was fresh on my mind last night when I got home, looking at it through a completely different perspective. Where was Joe Biden? Remember, he caught so much heat for disappearing when Afghanistan fell that when he finally sat down for an interview, even the media asked him about what, Joe, there are people falling from the planes. And remember his response?
Well, we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
That was the president's response. He disappeared for 4 or 5 days. like he's a college freshman on spring break in Mexico, and he shows back up during, this is the middle of an international embarrassment, and drops this whopper.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
That was his answer. Where was Joe Biden during that time? Was Joe Biden mentally able to do the duties of President of the United States of America at that time? Was Joe Biden receiving secret cancer treatments he was keeping from the rest of the country? Remember, Joe Biden was diagnosed with super advanced prostate cancer, which will almost undoubtedly take his life if something else doesn't beforehand. But Joe Biden doesn't have long to live. The cancer apparently is in his bones now, meaning Joe Biden had prostate cancer at the beginning of his presidency, not the end. Was Joe Biden, while Afghanistan was collapsing, was Joe Biden receiving secret cancer treatments and nobody told us about it? And then he started answering questions at a press conference. And I'm sorry, I just cannot get these 13 people off my mind tonight. I couldn't last night either. And I remember this press conference.
Mistakes. There was a report on Afghanistan withdrawal saying there was failure, mistakes. Do you admit there was mistakes during the withdrawal and before?
No, all the evidence is coming back there. Remember what I said about Afghanistan? I said Al-Qaeda would not be there. I said it wouldn't be there. I said we'd get help from the Taliban. What's happening now? What's going on? Read your press. I was right. Thanks.
I got very angry last night, I'll be honest with you. I got myself into a Memorial Day funk, and then I started just walking back through those days and how angry I was at the time. It's not like we any of us thought Joe Biden was 100% at the time. But now that we're being treated to more and more information about how widespread the knowledge was that Joe Biden wasn't a functional adult, Joe Biden was being hidden, protected, and quite possibly medically treated while Afghanistan collapsed on itself. And then they dragged him. I don't know where they dragged him out of. Cancer treatments. I don't know what he was going through. Then they dragged him back, propped him up as if he was a president, and they started worrying about their poll numbers. So they sent a bunch of our troops back into that place. And by the way, I say they. No one knows who sent them. Let's be frank about that. It's another thing. Sorry, I'm going to get myself mad. I'm not going to yell. I'm calming down. I'm calming down right now. But that's another thing I couldn't stop thinking about last night. Who sent the troops back in? We took them off of Bagram. We took the airbase over there. Sorry. We took them off of Bagram Air Base, the place that was secured, the place that was locked down, a place where you could do things safely and securely. We handed that over to the Taliban. And then because the Democrats didn't like their poll numbers or the optics of what was happening in Afghanistan, someone, no one knows who as of this time, somebody ordered a bunch of our troops to go back there and try to guard a completely unsecure civilian airport. And we had Marines and Army personnel standing in the midst of large crowds of people. And of course, surprise, surprise, there's an ISIS suicide bomber with a ball-bearing bomb strapped to his chest who ends up incinerating 13 of our guys. And that doesn't count the ones that he maimed, keep in mind. Guys who will never walk right again. Guys who don't have arms anymore. I'm going to ask again, and then I'm going to move off this because I am not going to get myself back where I was last night. Who made that call? And don't tell me this is what's going to bother me to no end, and I know I'll never know. Well, we won't know a lot of it. Don't tell me people around him. We love saying that. The people around him. Who? What's the person's name? Committees don't make calls like that. A person made that call. Was it Ron Klain, his chief of staff? Was it Jill Biden? Was Jill Biden operating, acting as president of the United States of America? Jill Biden was not elected to anything. Was it Anita Dunn, who we talked about last week? The Maoist who's been holding Democrat power since Obama was there? Was it her husband? I don't know who, but I would like to know. And to be honest with you, as I sat and stewed on this last night, I think the families deserve to know. I want to know who made the call to send American troops back in to guard a civilian airport and 13 of them died, because it certainly wasn't the jerk cadaver who checked his watch when he pretended like he knew what was going on when they brought their bodies back to the States. It certainly wasn't that guy. So if it wasn't that guy, then who was the guy? Because I'd like him to answer some questions. Or girl, whoever it was. And now I'm stopping and I'm going to let this go. In fact, I'm going to do some emails, Chris. I'm fine. Don't ask if I'm okay, Chris. I've never been more calm. I'm fine. Did you hear I turned down the volume? I was going to turn it up. Turned it back down. Totally calm. Just really, really upset, and I want to hit somebody right now. But first, I want to talk to you about ZipRecruiter. I want to talk to you about finding a new, better employee. You don't want to get stuck with someone like Chris. It drags you down. It holds you back. And then, if you don't have ZipRecruiter, then you compound the problem by adding Corey. If you have ZipRecruiter, you get a quality candidate every time, because the quality candidates are already there. They're waiting for you. You're sitting there stressing about that new position you need to fill. Someone just left. Maybe you're expanding. Why are you stressing? ZipRecruiter is here to make your life easy. 80% find someone awesome in the first day. You want to try it for free? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to what James Comey said about the FBI and the story about these declassified documents. And yes, we're going to get to this black fatigue story, which apparently is all over the news now. And CBS is still angry. There's so much to get to tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do some emails, though. Jesse, I'm listening to your Memorial Day show as I type this, and a question came to my mind about the recipients of these well-deserved medals. Please excuse my lack of knowledge, as I haven't heard much about them until I started listening to your show, and I mean absolutely no disrespect. It seems like only our heroes that don't survive ever get these medals. Why don't the ones that make it out, why don't they get as many of the ones who gave? Okay, so let me explain something. Combat is obviously very, very dangerous. I know that's a very stupid point to make, but combat's very dangerous. But I need to explain how dangerous it is, and I'm going to try the best I can to explain it in this way, all right? You know what a bullet is. You know what a bullet does to the human body. We'll use an AK-47 round, because that's usually the ones we're getting shot at by. An AK-47 round, I'm not going to break down all the 7.62 stuff. It doesn't matter. It's a large round. For you non-gun people, it's a large round. Now, this round, if one hits you, forget about the chest, that's obvious, or the head. You can use your imagination there. If an AK-47 round hits you in the hand, I'll use my hand as an example. It's very tempting to think that it works like it works in the movies, and you can just kind of grab something or grab the bandana off your head and wrap it around your hand, and then you grab your weapon and get back in a fight, you will probably have a hole the size of a mandarin orange in your hand, and there is a chance your hand won't be functional for the rest of your life. That's how much damage that bullet does to your body. If it was to hit you in the leg, you could bleed out easily, whether it touches your femoral artery or not. This getting shot in the leg thing and you're fine, that's from the movies. You can die easily from a leg wound, an arm wound. It's so damaging to the human body. Now, that's one round. Now, let me lay this out for you. You and three of your friends are walking through the jungle on an ambush. Well, you're walking through the jungle and there's an ambush waiting for you. There are 20 Vietnamese hiding in the jungle. Every single one of them have fully automatic AK-47s. They are waiting until you and your friends walk into the kill zone, and then they are all going to open up on you at virtually the same time. One guy will give the signal. It's basically when he shoots usually, but they're all going to open up on you at the same time. Now, I haven't even gone into grenades or RPGs or bombs or anything else. I'm just talking bullets here. 20 fully automatic AK-47s, we'll call it 20 yards away, 30 yards away, 20, 30 yards away. 20 opening up on you and your friends, and they're waiting for you to come. How much death is in the air? The reason these guys are usually dead is because to stand up in that environment, we're not even talking about running across a field to render medical aid to a friend before you throw him on your shoulder and run him back to base. Standing up, not exactly what you think of as an act of heroism, it can get you killed like that immediately. Instantly, you're gone. It's what makes these stories so extraordinary. Have you ever, paintball. Have you ever played paintball or known someone who did play paintball? Maybe a friend, maybe a son or a daughter or something like that. I played paintball one time before. Now, this is paintball, and you have goggles on. You're not going to lose an eye or anything like that. But I'll tell you, it stings when it hurts. When it hits you, it stings. They're whizzing out there. There are times you don't want to stand up. You're playing paintball. You will not be hurt in any serious way. You're not going to have to go to the hospital at all. We're talking about a sting, maybe at worst a little bruise on your skin. And there are times when you're trying to assault a position or they're coming at yours, when you are hunkered down behind something and you have a genuine moment of, I don't think I'm standing up. I think I'm just going to lay down here because this is going to hurt. That's with paintball rounds. What's it like with AK-47 rounds flying through the air at you? In combat situations, it is so deadly to move, to stand. But it's even deadlier to lay there, right? You have to move. You have to get out. You have to move to where you're at so you can get high ground on something. The guys who do extraordinarily brave things, most of them die. That's the harsh thing about life. And look, it's better to live or to die a hero than live a coward, as the old saying goes. But the truth is, cowards often live. They do. You stay down, keep your head down, don't help anybody, don't shoot back. Stay down in that hole until the fighting's done. Cowards live all the time. The lions, the guy who volunteers for the extra patrol, he dies. You have any idea how many guys volunteered for rescue missions and things like that in various combat operations who have died on those? They could have stayed back. They'll come in, they'll ask for volunteers. Who's going? You going? The guy who stands up and says, I'm going, he catches a round in the face. He never gets to go home to his family again. And they give him a medal after he's gone. That's why. I hope I didn't put that in too harsh a terms. I did not mean for that to be mean at all. I just am trying to explain being in combat and being brave in combat is a very, very, very dangerous thing. All right. Now, I want to talk about what James Comey said and communist mentality before we get back to other things. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.